From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide blast inside a crowded mosque in Kabul has killed at least 40 worshippers. Ayaz Ghul has more.
It was in fact a crowded mosque for Shiite Muslims where a suicide bomber just walked in and blew himself up. And there are dozens of people seriously wounded, according to the Afghan Interior Ministry. And in fact, what we are hearing right now is that there were two attackers. And as soon as the first one blew himself up, there was a second attacker. He was armed with automatic weapons, and he started shooting at the crowd.
Another attack in Ghor province at a mosque killed at least 33 people. Militants killed at least 14 policemen and 8 were wounded in a shootout during a raid Friday on a militant's hideout southwest of Cairo. Marissa Melton has more.
Egypt has been struggling to contain an insurgency by Islamic militants led by an affiliate of the Islamic State group. Attacks have centered mostly in the northern region of the Sinai Peninsula, but attacks on the mainland have also recently increased. The country has been under a state of emergency since bombings and suicide attacks targeting minority Coptic Christians killed scores earlier this year. Those attacks were claimed by the Islamic State group. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The process of integrating leftist rebels into Colombian society after more than 50 years of war isn't going well and could impact the peace agreement, the UN deputy's human rights chief said Friday. Andrew Gilmore warned that if rebels from FARC don't become part of Colombian society, there's a strong chance they will go back to something worse. Follow Voice of America on social media platforms for more. This is VOA News.